everyone. It's Wendy. It is beginning of week three. We are moving pretty quickly here. Wanted to thank you all for submitting your assignment, and definition assignment that you submitted last Friday, the 25th. I've been reading those over, and I will have grades finalized probably late Wednesday evening, but I'd like to give myself till Thursday morning just in case I need some extra time to get comments to you. Thanks also for taking the time to review the comments that I've made on your first assignment that you did, and also to look at the different conference topics that we had this week and also for last week as far as looking at style in technical writing, professional writing, and business writing, and as far as just kind of some tips on how to keep your writing a little bit more and a little bit concise. I'm sorry, I meant a little bit more clear and a little bit more concise. Couple things for this week. We are going to start looking at instructions and processes and descriptions. So the very first assignment that you're going to have in this kind of group of ideas that we're talking about, you're going to have a team description that'll be due this Friday. And that team description, you should have already been working in your study group. Make sure that you're communicating with folks in your study group and you've decided how you want to kind of parse out the information for that project. Now again, what I'm really looking for is you coming together as a team, working with a couple other people in the class to put together this assignment. I'm not necessarily, so long as you work together as a team, don't worry so much about making sure everything is perfect. When I grade team assignments, usually they're graded on, so long as you've done a pretty decent job as a team coming together and doing the assignment, then it's very easy to earn all the points for that actual assignment. Because I know that it is difficult. You're working adults, you have families, you have work, you have plenty of things that are going on. And it can be difficult to meet with other folks online. I like to use these study groups kind of to encourage you to work with one another. And again, you can do that in an asynchronous manner where somebody posts and then people respond to those posts or what have you. So if you have any problems with that team description, please let me know. And again, that's due this Friday. After the team description, we're also looking at this week on writing instructions. And you'll do an individual assignment on writing instructions for a simple process, and we'll either a process or an actual item. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week as well. Let me see. So during week three, we're going to discuss writing instructions and processes. Look at the instruction lecture, please, that's loaded in the week three conference. And again, a couple quick words on your assignments. One, try to use your last name when you name your assignments. That way I'm not downloading 24 papers that say description. So if you have your last name on it, it makes it a little bit easier for me to find out whose belongs to who. And two, if you can email me if you have questions or issues that you don't want to discuss in the class, feel free to email me at my UMUC address. The private messaging function, sometimes it pops up, sometimes it doesn't populate for me, and I'm not quite sure why. What happens is it keeps a log of every class that I've ever taught, and I usually teach four classes a semester, so it takes quite a long time for it to chug through to get to an actual message. So if you leave me a private message, a lot of times I don't get a chance to see those or they don't populate. So to ensure that your communication is getting to me, please make sure you email me. One last bit of advice. Again, we're working with an 8-week format and it's very easy to fall behind, which is why I kind of have two deadlines, a Friday and a Sunday deadline. That's to keep you at pace with the course so that you don't fall behind, so that you can get the work done and get the information that you need from this course so you can build on your writing skills for future courses, particularly if you're taking 393 in the future, or writing 391, or writing 394. So if you know that you're going to be out of town, out of country, and not have access to a computer, again, assignments are due on Friday. If you know that you can't make that due date, please drop me an email and just let me know what the situation is, and we'll see what we can do to work things out. But if you try to just plop your assignment in 3 days after it's due, you'll see that the assignment folder is closed, so you won't be able to do so. And I'd rather you let me know ahead of time, not after the fact. That's about all for this week. I hope you have a great one, and I will be seeing you in conferences.